Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing and networking tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of you to a lot more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and now let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super, super excited for today's episode for a number of reasons. Number one, we are officially 2 weeks away from the start of our final free LinkedIn intensive of 2021. The next one we will be doing is not till next year, and we wanted to really send people off the rest of this year with some amazing new content. So again, we're still going to be going over the optimization of your profile, building your network, messaging, and content creation, but we're also going to be going over some of the new features of LinkedIn that you can make applicable to all of those of what I just mentioned. So if you would like to take part in this free intensive, it's from August 23rd to August 27th, Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That is live and recorded. And then Friday, that will be from 5 to 6 Eastern Daylight Time, live and recorded. So the description of in this episode will have the link to register, so please do so. And also, what we're going to be going over in today's episode are four features of LinkedIn that you may not know of, or you may not be taking full advantage of. And these are four things that have really allowed myself, Nancy, and our company to really stand out on LinkedIn. And there are four things that we absolutely advise others to take advantage of as well. Now, the first thing is your LinkedIn cover story. Now, for those that don't know about LinkedIn cover story, much like Facebook cover story, you can have this 30-second trailer, in quotations, video when people visit your profile on LinkedIn now. And you can only add this feature on the mobile app. You can't do this on the desktop, so you would have to log on to the LinkedIn app, go to your profile, and you'll see this little brown plus sign in the bottom right of your profile picture. And if you click on it, it will say add LinkedIn cover story. And all you have to do is hit the little record button because it's going to access the camera of your phone that you use. And all you do is you shoot a 30-second intro video. So it's welcoming people to your profile, but it's also a great way to add a promo of who you are, what you do, how you help people, and who you serve. So it could be as simple as, hey, this is Scott Aaron. Thank you so much for checking out my LinkedIn profile. If you'd like to learn how to leverage LinkedIn to build your business, to build your bank account and your impact, send me a connection request, send me a message, and would love to connect with you. And thanks again for checking out my profile. So again, not only are people hearing about you and what you do, they're actually seeing that firsthand now with LinkedIn cover story. So it's absolutely something that everyone should take advantage of, because when people visit your profile, as you've begun to optimize it, they can then find out more about you in a much simpler way. And as a reminder, you can't update that on the desktop. It has to be done from the mobile app. The second thing is creator mode. And creator mode is something that people either like or don't like. I don't like it. I love it, because it does a couple different things that I really enjoy. Number one, it starts to limit the amount of spam connections that a lot of people get. And a lot of people are seeing an uptick in this, meaning they're getting a ton of connection requests with adding of a note where people are pitching and selling to you in the connection request. They're not even doing that in the messaging anymore. They're literally flat out sending you a connection request with the pitch. They're going for it. And that's not how you want to leverage LinkedIn. You never want to abide by that pray and spray methodology. And what creator mode does, it takes the connect button off of your profile and it replaces that with the follow button. So it builds your following. Now, there's still a way where people can connect with you, but they actually have to spend a lot of time doing that. So they would have to click on more, and then they would have to click on connect and then connect again. So what this does, when you turn creator mode on, the people that are using marketing companies and automated software to blast out connection requests, it eliminates the ability that those individuals have to do that to you, because it doesn't have a connect button, it has the follow button. And it also, this still allows you to build a significant following of the right people. So that's the first reason why I love it. The second thing is, when you turn creator mode on, it allows you to add up to 5 different hashtag topics of what it is that you speak on and about. So if you really want to start leveraging your LinkedIn profile, much like the homepage to a website, this allows you to do so, because when someone goes to my LinkedIn profile, it says speaks about LinkedIn profiles, LinkedIn tips, LinkedIn education, LinkedIn for business, lead generation. So when people go to my profile, not only are they seeing my LinkedIn cover story, which properly introduces me to obviously that new person visiting, but now since I've turned on creator mode, they can actually see what it is that I talk about. And if any of those 5 topics are something that they want to learn about, they are absolutely going to hit that follow button so they see my content and they can engage with it. So it's a way to build that know, like, and trust much easier and much more simply by turning creator mode on. So that's number 2. Number 3 is the featured content section. Now, the featured content section is also a section where you have to add it first. It doesn't appear on its own. You actually have to add it. And the way that you do that, you can do that via the mobile app, or you can do this through the desktop. I prefer to do it on the desktop. It's just much more user-friendly that way. And all you would do is go to your profile, and you would hit add profile section, and it's going to give you a drop-down menu of what you wanted to add. And you'll see one of the first profile sections is the featured content section. You click on it, you click the plus sign, and now you have the ability to add whatever featured content you want. It can be your most recent post. It can be your most recent article. It could be a media link. It could be an external link to your website, your calendar, so people can schedule a call, an opt-in that you may have, your podcast. So now you're able to turn that featured content section not only into a lead generation source where you can basically have people book calls right on your profile, but it also acts as a way for you to get people off of LinkedIn and offline connecting with you. And whether that's you want people to listen to your content via your podcast, whether you want them to download a free infographic that you have on your website, whether you want them to book a call with you if they're really interested in working with you, or it could be just you showcasing and highlighting specific content that you've recently produced that you want people to engage with. So the featured content, you can have up to 2 to 3 visible featured content, but you can add much more than that. And you can rotate these, so you can shift them around, you can add and delete them. And I keep my featured content up to date with what's going on. So if anyone goes to my LinkedIn profile, you'll see the first piece of featured content is our 5-day how to earn money on LinkedIn intensive, which is happening, like I said, in the beginning of this episode on the 23rd. So the more optimized your profile is, the more eyeballs are on it, so you can actually draw more attention to what you're doing. So make sure that you take full advantage of the featured content section. Now, the 4th and final is something that a lot of people may not know about, and it's something very important. Now, some people may be utilizing the LinkedIn story. So much like Instagram story, Facebook story, LinkedIn has its own story feature that you can obviously only do from the mobile app. But here's the thing. What I have realized in an article that I read, and I did this myself, is when you have over 5,000 followers and you have creator mode turned on, so the connect button is turned off and the follow button is turned on, there's a swipe up feature that you can now utilize through your LinkedIn story. So again, it's a way that you can add a link to something within your story. So if you're promoting an event, if you have a new podcast episode, so people can basically swipe up or hit a button that says see more right through your LinkedIn story. So if you're getting 30, 40, 50 eyeballs a day on your LinkedIn story, that's a great way for you to, again, take people off of the platform and guide them to where you want them to go, whether it's register for one of your events or, you know, a free opt-in that you have or a new podcast episode that just came out. You could add that to your LinkedIn story. Now, make sure, again, you have to have those two other things. Number one, you got to turn on creator mode so you have the follow feature instead of the connect feature on your profile, but you also have to have at least 5,000 followers, which will take some time, but it's definitely doable. Now, on the flip side of that, if you have a company page, so say you're growing your personal page, but you also have a company page, you can also utilize LinkedIn story through your company page's LinkedIn story. Now, with a company page, you don't have to have a 5,000 follower limit. You can use the swipe up feature right away, but you're going to notice that not a lot of people engage through company pages through LinkedIn story. Most of that engaging is done through the regular general profile that you have on LinkedIn. So my advice is to really do what you can to grow that following through creating content, connecting with people, so you can take advantage of that swipe up feature. If you do have a podcast, if you do have an opt-in, if you do have events that you host, it's a great way to utilize that. So again, the four features that you absolutely need to take advantage of within your LinkedIn profile. Number one is your LinkedIn cover story. Number two, turn on that creator mode. Number three, really add some great content to the featured content section and really build towards that 5,000 following plus turning creator mode on so you can take advantage of the swipe up feature in your LinkedIn story. So again, for those that are interested in registering for our final free LinkedIn intensive of the year, August 23rd through August 27th, all you have to do is go to the description of this episode. The registration link will be right there for you. And I do hope that you enjoy the rest of your days. So everyone, thanks again for checking out this episode. Please enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everybody. Thank you so much again for checking out today's episode. And if you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are, please leave me a rating and review. Let me know what you loved, what you would like to see improved, or ideas you have for future episodes. And if you are interested in taking your business to the next level, don't hesitate to go to my website, www.scottaron.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me, where I can learn more about you, your business, what you're struggling with, and how we can work together. And don't forget to check out my wife, Nancy, and mine, our free community on Facebook called LinkedIn Leads for Life. We would love to see you in there. Have a great rest of your day. And thank you, everyone, for your support. Grateful for each and every one of you.